Okay, so we're dealing with this question of Ein Mavir and Al Mitzvos as it relates to Yachatz. And we ended off yesterday mentioning the Machlokas Rishonim regarding which matzah is broken for Yachatz. Is it the real matzah, as many suggest, or is it after the top matzah because of the problem of Ein Mavir and Al Mitzvos? We saw the Bach, I believe. Bach tried to explain that those shittos that are not worried about Ein Mavir and Al Mitzvos and say to break the middle matzah say so because they understand, in his words, that it's not a mitzvah to break the middle, to break the matzah. Right? It's not a mitzvah. And in fact, the mitzvah that's going to be done will indeed be done on the top matzah. That's the mitzvah of Hamotzi. We didn't fully explore that. Let's take a look at some sources that also deal with this issue. Namely, the Maharshal and the Maharil. Look at the Maharshal. This is in the Tshuvos in Peiches. Not going to go through the whole thing, but maybe we'll just read this paragraph where he talks about the procedure up until Halach Ma'anya. All right? Amar Machaber.
Amar Machaber. Shafshef.
Shafshef. Ratzul Omar.
What's a lomer? Kol achad sarich l'shafshef acher shehasich kadei shehe chuyav litol yadav kodem shehkadesh. Everyone okay. Needs to rub after they have become distracted. Or what's how would you say hasich?
We are. Now let's look what he says about yachatz. So why you? Again, according to some, you avoid a shear of karpas to avoid this potential problem of bracha achrona. Ki nafal machlokes bein hagaonim. Zeu she'amar adama litibol or litbol levarech pirish al ha'adama. V'nefashos rabos shi bracha achrona. V'achar kach yikach ha'emtzoi. What's the emtzoi?
The middle?
The middle matzah. Now it's a yachatz.
Shlema.
So you take the emtsoi shlema, ratzalomar. Now look what he writes here. Ratzalomar she'af shehi tehei. Sorry, she'af hi tehei shlema. Meaning you should be makbid that that middle matzah also be shlema, even though what? Af shehi le prusa omedes. Even though you know this, the whole purpose of this middle matzah is to break, it should start out as whole. Meaning what? Meaning what he's really saying is, well, if the whole purpose is to break it, who cares if it's whole or not? Let's just have a broken one. Right. He says, no, it's best that it start at whole. V'yesh lecha mishna zulaso, even though you have lecha mishna in addition, he's working with the three matzah model. Mikol makom lehidor mitzvah tehei shleima. That language is very important. Lehidor mitzvah tehei shleima. Because of hidor mitzvah, it's appropriate that that middle matzah be shleima, v'yishbara, then you'll break it. Meaning start with the whole matzah. Why? Hidur mitzvah. And then break it. V'yishbara, v'chelek ha'gadol, yatmin, you should hide the larger portion, v'zu she'omer, what is it? L'chetzia yaseh tamun. Kolomar shlo yikach pachos michetzia dahinu chelek hakatan. V'chein pasak ma'aril. U'milashon tamun nirmoz divrei ha'achronim shekasu sheroi l'chora l'chorcha rather, to wrap it up, betoch mitpachat hayadayim, put it in a napkin, u'laniach bein hakorim, and
put it between the
stick it
the loaves.
Between the pillows, xasos,
oh.
Right? Zeichel misharosam tsuros besimlosam. What's missing?
The shoulders.
Al shechmam, good. V'lo la'atznia levad. Don't just hide it away, but it should be hidden away dafka in this fashion. Put in a. And many people do this.
This is the big piece we're still talking about.
Take the big piece, put it away as a zeichel to the afikoman, the karm bezach. Wrap it up and put it dafka in between the karm xasos. And have it be keneged, what says in the pasuk,
so it should be on your back.
Some tsurios besimlo some. Well, not quite on your back, but hidden among your pillows and cushions.
See, I'm hiding.
Then they'll say halach ma'anya. So let's just hone in on the discussion of Yachatz. What matzah does the Marshal say you take?
The middle.
Middle.
The middle matzah. What question is he addressing?
Whether it should be broken before.
Why can't you just take a broken matzah? The whole thing is for the purpose of having it broken so that when I get to Alech Yel's matzah, I have a broken matzah. I have a lechem oni when I say Alech Yel's matzah. So why not just start out the broken piece?
I don't want to
what
start
does he say?
With an oni. I want a hidur mitzvah.
What's the hidur mitzvah?
To have a whole piece.
To break a whole matzah.
So what do you
mean? Is it the breaking or is it having at one point a shlema?
Good question.
See the question again?
Is it breaking a whole one or just having a whole one at some point? Like, is there something about breaking the whole one that made it
well, what does
better?
It sound
like,
is that
better?
What does it sound
breaking?
Like he's saying?
Sounds like
I think it sounds
if it,
like
if
he's
it was
saying
already
you
broken,
should have a whole piece at some point just because it's
why?
Better when you have when you sit down, you have whole
I don't
matzah.
Think he's
not
saying
like
that.
I'm collecting
you have two.
To do
you
it
have
with.
Two whole matzahs for Lechem Mishnah.
Right, so I don't need another
so
whole
so all one. I need now is a broken one for the Lechem Oni. Why
don't
I just have
not hider?
It's more mechuder to break it at the Motzi Matzah, it seems to be saying.
Or is it more mechuder to just when
what's
you set your
mitzvah?
Table to not set your table with a bunch of crumbs?
Okay, that's an interesting thought. Daniel's saying that maybe the hider is. That's not nice to put a... But what's the mitzvah? He's using the lashon of hider mitzvah. So you have to tell me what the hider mitzvah is and what you're saying.
It's the eating of the...
yeah, it's the eating
the
of the prusa.
However,
it's
the
not...
hider part is the...
The hider is what? Is the eating?
It's the eating.
No, no,
I think
the
it's the eating.
Is the eating, but the hider is the doing the like
but that
the
wouldn't be in the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is eating the prusa, then by breaking a whole one, I haven't done anything else.
That's
the prusa is the prusa. It's
right.
Only once it's a prusa
no,
that I
right.
can get
in,
any
in,
mitzvah.
In which case what?
Which case there's no hidur by breaking
in
a whole piece.
In which case what? In which case there's no problem of
using
of the imavirin.
Who?
There's no problem with imavirin. Who cares? I'll take the middle matzah. That's like the Bach said, remember?
What's imavirin?
That's the whole problem that we've been discussing.
Yes, but what is
there's no
over?
Problem by passing over the first matzah because getting doing
oh,
this
oh,
act
right.
is not really a mitzvah. It's not like I'm passing up the first opportunity to the mitzvah and going to the second opportunity to the mitzvah. According to the Bach, there is no real mitzvah. Is it right? The mitzvah kol kach. You have the sheet from yesterday. I saw it handy.
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole pile of it. Can I just have one of them? Yesterday's sheet.
That's yes. No, that's 2 days ago.
Actually, 2 days ago. Can I have that sheet on top?
Oh, you want this?
No, it's okay. I got what I need. Yeah.
Get
so the Bach says, if you remember, that the Rakeach and the Smag were worried about in Mavirin. But the other sheep is we're not worried about in Mariven. Why in Mavirin? The other Abba, Hamitzah Rishona Shehu Lavoich Berchas Hamotzi. The first mitzvah that you really encounter is what is Hamotzi, and that mitzvah is going to be done on the first matzah. Avalib Tzoa Hamatzah L'Shnayim La'Sosa Prusa Mishum Tachsiv Lechemoni Ein B'Zeh Mitzvah Kol Kach. There is no real mitzvah. There is no real mitzvah according to the Mordechai, the Rav Yah, the Lekit Yosher, those sheikhs that we cited yesterday who say do the middle matzah. There is no problem of Ein Mavir, and why? Because it's not really a mitzvah.
What's not?
The breaking of the matzah is not a mitzvah per
right.
se. As you said, the first mitzvah is the hamotzi.
Making motzi on Lechem Mishnah,
making
which
motzi
isn't
going to
involve that piece.
Which is going to involve the top piece anyway.
At the top and the bottom piece?
Well,
because if you're having Lechem Mishnah for it, is that why the third piece is there?
Well, that's a separate question. How you do it? You hold all three and then you put one down. Yeah.
Well, because if it's Lechem
those
Mishnah,
that have three matzahs, yes,
right.
They use those.
So then the middle one could be a prusa to begin with in that case.
The question is, how am I allowed to now do this action of yachatz on the second matzah? I have this matzah. I have these two matzahs here. Let's say I have two matzahs. I have three matzahs. So now I'm going, time to do yachatz. Okay, let's do yachatz. So I take this matzah and I say, you know what, I'm not going to do that one. I'm going to do this one. Well, 1 second, how do you do that? How'd you pass up this? You should have done the mitzvah right here. So the Bach says, oh, no, it's not a problem. Why? Because breaking the matzah, whichever matzah you're going to break, is not a mitzvah kol kach. So when I pass this matzah over and I pass this top matzah over to get to this one.
It's not for a mitzvah.
It's not really ma'avir in all mitzvahs because it's not a mitzvah.
It's just the thing.
Moreover, the very first mitzvah, he says, will be on that top matzah.
So what is the hidur then?
1 second. There's no mention of that over here. Now look at the Marshal.
Right.
Marshal says something different. The Marshal is saying that
you're breaking at the meal. So
the reason
you're bypassing yachatz altogether.
The Marshal says the reason why I am breaking a whole matzah is what?
Hidur.
Is because of hider mitzvah. What's the implication?
That there is a mitzvah.
Maybe there is a mitzvah.
So why he's saying you break the middle.
Yeah, so why is he not worried about Yimavir al mitzvah?
He's breaking the middle.
He didn't say that.
No, not breaking the middle, breaking a yachas.
No, still yachas.
Maharshal breaks a yachas.
Yeah, presumably. He's not breaking, not like the Rambam. He's not holding up the Rambam. No, because he says you put half of it away for Amotza, for Rafi Komen, and then you say Halach Ma'anya.
So what's the Hidur? Are you saying you use a full piece as opposed to using like a broken piece already?
Right, but why?
The Hidur
has
a broken piece for something else, for the Hamotzi.
Yeah,
it's like
he said it like this,
like in a weird. That's right.
I don't know.
In a weird circuitous way.
But what was his question?
The middle one that actually enhances the top.
Circuitous.
Circuitous. Yeah. When you break the middle, monster, it actually enhances.
Circular.
Roundabout.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
No, it means it doesn't make sense.
When you break the middle,
how will that affect the upper one in a positive way?
That's the point. It's like somehow doing homotzi on. That's why I said circuitous. Yeah, when you say Hamotzi on the top one, it's enhanced because of the C4.
Because I did Yachatz on the one under it?
That's right.
But why don't I start with the Prusa?
Maybe the Sargiyah?
What would be the problem if it was a Prusa to begin with?
Which one?
If the middle one was a Prusa.
The Marshal is answering this question. Why don't you just...
Say it.
I'm trying to listen.
Why don't you just put a broken Matzah to begin with? Right?
Right.
Even though it's omei leprusa, even though it's going to be broken, so pashtus is, let's just use a broken one. Right? No problem. Right? Wouldn't logic just dictate take a broken piece? If I'm just going to break it anyway? So Marshall says, you know what, you're right, but it's a heder mitzvah to have the whole one.
Heder of what?
So that's what I'm asking you.
I think heder of the matzah to be full.
But what
does that mean?
Achilat matzah.
It's like a
dinner. Seder.
Having a full piece of something, having it full to begin with.
For lechem mitzvah.
For what mitzvah?
The mitzvah in the achilat matzah.
You want it to be made into a prusa,
right?
You don't want it to be a prusa to start.
So that's
right. You're saying yachatz is a mitzvah.
You're saying yachatz is an actual ma'aseh mitzvah of
yachatz. In which case you're passing over the first.
Now what? Now how do you deal with the problem of imavir al mitzvah?
You do yachatz before you do motzi. So if you do yachatz and it's an actual mitzvah, then you bypass the first matzah.
What?
Works for the guy who says you hold.
Yeah.
You can't just make sheets.
No. You're right. You're right. But that's what they were worried about. They were worried about that. So it makes sense to say that the Rav Yah and the Rokeach and the Smag held that actually breaking the matzah was some act of Maisa Mitzvah, and that's why you had to be worried about Imavir and all mitzvahs. But I'll be honest with you, I'm not really sure how the Marshal is going to get at this problem. Right?
It's weird that he introduced all of the problematic parts to it. Like, here's the issue.
Right.
And this is what you should do.
Well, he doesn't use the term imavir al mitzvahs. That he doesn't really mention.
Oh, he doesn't say that?
No. He's talking about why it should be whole as opposed to already broken. He doesn't really address the imavir al mitzvahs.
Maybe he just
problem.
Didn't know.
Nah, come on.
That's not possible. No. These guys did a lot of stuff.
Not imavir al mitzvah.
Why not?
You do yachatz
first. First thing you do is to skip over the top
floor. Yeah,
you haven't said anything yet.
Why is there? There's no in yachatz. There's no din of passing over the top one. All I'm doing right now is breaking. There's no
the middle masa. One.
Yeah, I know, but there's no.
The mavirin is that you didn't take the top one to do that mitzvah.
There's no. I said the other day about mavirin a sefer. Like, I have a stack of svarim and I choose.
I understand. So that would mean that there's really no mitzvah per se in doing this act of breaking. It's not a mitzvah.
It is a mitzvah, but it's at yachatz on a motzi masa. Does that make sense?
No.
Well, you're not saying anything, so it doesn't make sense. You're just saying words. What do you mean there's no mitzvah? That's what you're talking about.
Imavirin, we only get a problem.
These
right?
Three are your matzahs.
Yeah, I know.
So if you go to do yachatz.
Would it only be a problem when you actually have to use all three?
No, when all three are there, right?
Why
right
should
here?
I pass up this matzah to do this matzah?
Why should I pass up this?
Why should I light this Hanukkah candle? Because that's what I want to learn from. That's totally
this
different.
Is the matzah I want to use.
But why? Why?
Because there's some idea of a middle matzah. I don't know why it's so crazy.
I don't understand the sefer thing he's using.
He says, let's say I want to learn one sefer and I take a different volume.
They're not stacked like that.
No, even if they are, let's say they're stacked up.
It's on a bookshelf.
He's saying, let's say they're stacked up on a table.
They're always stacked on a table.
That's not
you shouldn't have them like that. That's a hit or mitzvah wouldn't let you have your book stacked like that. Avi Hirschman should really get to work and clean up the
floor. It's not his job.
Clean up the stacks?
No, not in the library.
Oh,
not. I don't want you stuck somewhere else. Okay.
So what about the possibility that somehow breaking the second month enhances the mitzvah of the first month?
I get your book argument. I just don't know why that's a valid thing. Yeah.
You didn't in this middle monsoon. You're at the in my very I walk this sefer.
I'd rather we ask it the other way. It makes sense to me that you can't pass over the first one for the second matzah. So I don't understand why your question has the answer. Has to
what Daniel Simon is saying like this is that maybe this shita, maybe the marshal is saying it's true. It's a mitzvah, but the matzahs are inherently different. It's not just two matzahs that are situated one on top of the other that are the same, right? The middle matzah is inherently different than the top matzah, and therefore I'm not passing up a matzah that I could use for the mitzvah for another matzah that I could use for the mitzvah. You want to say there's something unique about the middle matzah? So they're two totally different things.
Okay, good. That was actually a question. What?
That's what he wants to
say.
Did
we ask earlier with any of the other shitas why you do the middle matzah?
Maybe they both can eat it.
Like, besides the issues that could be involved in it, why on earth are you going, let's use this one?
Well, that's what the Bach said. The Bach said the reason why you want to do that is because that way when you come down motzi,
you got the top one.
You get the top one. No, because he holds that it's not a mitzvah. So if you hold it's not a mitzvah, then
you need to not break the top one so that the top
one
can be used for the mitzvah. No, because if you break the top one and that's not a mitzvah, then you've ridded the top one of its mitzvah-ing and you've gone to the second one, and then you've
naviri. What's the problem? You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you broke the top one, you still left with two full pieces to make your
motzi.
It's not like you took away the top one.
I understand. So that's what you're basically just now continuing the same.
Sort of, I guess.
The same idea. That's
why. So why does anyone want you to take the middle matzah? When did that become a thing?
Well, again, if you have only
I feel
have
like
three,
I forgot one of the.
If you have
sources.
Three matzahs?
If you have three matzahs, at what point did someone say you should take the middle matzah?
Oh,
because
not the rokeach, not the smag.
Those guys said you should just take
the top one. Take the top one.
But then didn't they also have you stick it back in between the two?
Yeah.
Why?
The other half?
Yeah.
Because then you're going to take the top one and the middle one for hamotzi and
so
alfilas matzah.
The
no, the middle, the bottom one is for koreh.
So the top one and the bottom one make lechem mishnah.
No.
No?
The
middle one and the bottom.
Yes, if you have three matzah. If you
the
have
top
three.
And the bottom make lechem mishnah, but the top and the broken make achila matzah because it's on motzi and prusa.
When we make hamotzi, we hold all three?
I don't know.
Yes. Okay. Then they put down the bottom one.
And you have.
Then you make alfilas
matzah. Because I had both of those, so that you have the motzi and the prusa.
Forget about that for a second. I'm just telling you, that, and when you make the brachas, to make the first brachas with the two and a half,
mm-hmm.
Second bracha is just on, I think, the one and a half, and then they use the third matzah for korich.
Right.
Now you're asking me why dafka the middle one? Again, it's assuming that we're having three.
Right, yeah.
If you only have two, then it's not like that.
Right, but I'm saying...
But it's not the top one. The question of the Rekeach said it has to dafka the top one. Smog said it has to dafka the top one. Right? Why? Because Eim Avirin. You can't go after the second one. So if you hold it to real mitzvah, then okay, I understand. You have to
do it. Is he the only one that's holding that the middle one is a mitzvah?
No.
That breaking is a mitzvah and you should use the middle? Because everyone else would either be, if breaking's the mitzvah, then you should use the top. Or if breaking is not a mitzvah, you should use the middle. But he's combining those and saying, breaking is a mitzvah, but you should still use the middle. Does anyone else agree with him?
I mean, the Bach said the reason why those other Rishonim are not worried about Imam Avirin is because they really hold it's not a mitzvah, right? But over here, he's using Lashon of mitzvah. He's saying either mitzvah.
So is he the only one in that camp, it seems?
Well, I want to show you this Ma'aril. So let's take a look at the Ma'aril. And then we'll see if we could... I think it's a good approach. Well, what Daniel is suggesting, Daniel's suggesting for the Marshal, Marshal is maybe saying like this. That yes, Yachatz is a mitzvah. Yes, Yachatz is a mitzvah. But we don't look at this stack of mitzvahs, of matzos, as all being equally usable for each mitzvah involving matzah. For whatever reason, yachatz, I mean, we didn't really explain why that is,
right.
But for whatever reason, yachatz has to be specifically the middle matzah. You know, it could be because of what's going to come after, the way it's going to be used after, but for some reason, yachatz specifically has to be the middle matzah. And the middle matzah is inherently different than the top matzah.
Well, because in general,
it's not like I have a bunch of objects to use for mitzvah. I'm saying I'm not doing this one. I'm going to do the different. I'm going to do the next one instead.
Maybe it's because in general, to have lechem mishnah, generally the top and bottom are used for hamotzi, right? In general, I have a top and a bottom I don't have the middle per se.
I know, but it could be the middle. It could be the middle and the bottom also.
That's what I said before, right? Right. I'm saying maybe there's a din in like.
I don't know. It's hard to say that. I'm more comfortable leaving it at the moment, a little bit looser. Look at the Ma'aril.
Again, the Rokeach and the Smag say that Motzi is done on the two bottom matzos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Vlacha Mishnah uses the two bottom matzos, right?
So you would lift up all three matzos.
Mistama, yeah. Okay. Now look at the Ma'aril. Someone want to read the Ma'aril? It's an easy reading.
Afikom.
You're talking back, Jay. You have it.
Is that this today's sheet?
It's today's sheets, but not that particular sheet from today. I'm about to get it.
It's on its way. Welcome.
Okay. Go ahead.
Afikom and I'm a Mahari.
Mahari Segal. That's the Mario.
Yes. Yasenim mimatzo shniyo.
The Afikom should come from the second matzo.
יניח אפיקום מפנוב אגב השולחן תחת המפה זה יחל צורוס בסימו סם בסימו לבורד again
right
וכן פורחן
yeah I don't know if it's the Orchos Chaim it could be the Orchos Chaim maybe Be'orech Chaim סימן תפיים גימל okay I'm not 100% sure what? Yeah It's interesting. He says that the afikoman should really be put out in front of him, so he doesn't forget to eat it.
Not on my shoulder.
I suppose hiding his hand.
Yeah, I mean it's hard to imagine that anyone bizman is going to forget to eat the afikoman.
I once hit it in the VCR. We had some trouble finding.
No, that's different. But I'm saying that someone's going to end the meal, have chocolate cake, and then bench. And not remember to eat the afikoman is hard to imagine. I mean, every kid who's at the
Seder. Where's my present?
Yeah. What do you mean when I eat the afikoman, right?
I still got afikoman.
No, but I'm saying to sit at the Seder and then to forget about the whole stage of the Seder called afikoman, called tzafon, it's hard to imagine. But I guess it's possible for a person to get caught up in the meal and then say, okay, let's bench and forget about the afikoman. All right. But he says that's why it's a good idea to have the afikoman in front of you, so you remember that you have to eat it.
But then, where did the whole minhag come from?
It is a minhag. I mean, the mashal brings down everyone. He brings it down. That's
but isn't it a weird minhag? Because aren't we supposed to be putting it on our backs and between our chairs? The minhag we have nowadays is just hiding it, right?
Yeah, but hold on a second. If you hide it, then you could forget about it.
Yeah. No.
We just said a moment ago that we don't want someone to forget about it, so we leave it out in front of them.
But that was what the Ma'aril suggested. The Ma'aril suggested, said, it's proper that it be munach lefonov, and proper that it be out in front of him, shelo yishkachenu le'achol bigmar asuda, not to forget.
So he's suggesting it's hidden in plain sight.
Well, everyone else that we've seen, either Rishonim.
See. How do these two things compute? Hiding it and yet leaving it right in front of us.
So
it would actually contradict.
The Rokeach, for example, wrote, take it and put it in a mapa. V'zecher mishara sam teros b'simol sam al shechmam. The Rosh wrote also. And then the rush that we have in front of us, I don't know if he has that well shown. But the Mordechai.
I quote. Then you only have time. Doesn't wrap it up in your garments,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Leftovers you wrap up in your garments.
But it said like Simotav, not like one of the last swords. Who's this guy again?
Ma'aril.
Not his best. No, yeah, who's this guy?
I don't know. Who's the last one?
1 second, please. Yeah.
He said to put it in
the mitzvah kach litzur b'mapa zechel mishar osam tzoros b'simosam. Everyone has that b'mapa. They all have that lashon of mapa. The Bach also he quotes that lashon.
Mapa like napkin.
Yeah, you take the napkin and wrap it up and put it away for later. The Marshal had that whole thing about putting it between dafka between
the kisim
and the yeah to have the remez to the guarding.
Didn't some of the even earlier guys we looked at have they should, like, it said, like, all...
Shechmam?
No, it was all shame instead of zecher. So it was all, it was the remembrance of how they wrapped it. But that doesn't mean that we're supposed to wrap it in our shirts.
Right, right.
Can I?
Well, that's what I read yesterday from the Kafa Chaim, that they had that meaning of wrapping it to the kids, strapping it to the kids' back.
Oh, you were right, the Sfardi. Okay. Yeah. I left it at like 12.
Okay. So let's just... That's okay. Let's just get back this one second.
I know, and I want them to know.
I can't imagine like listening to this. I know Yonah's a big proponent of putting
it
in.
That at some point in future history,
right,
there will be hundreds of thousands of people listening to that.
If you do listen to this, please let Rabbi Cinnamon or his descendants know. Thank you.
Amar Mari Saga, the Asenim Matzah Shnia. You should have to use the second matzah. Okay, this guy's out of his mind. Okay? The Aniyach Avikom in the front of Agabe Shulchan Tachas HaMapa. Zecher Litzrorosam Besimlosam. The Ode, Tovlios Munach Lafonov. In order that you should see it and remember it and not forget it. Right. Now you ask me, what about the fact that the others say Dafka Hadi? Okay, so the Maril maybe didn't have that minhag. Maril had wrap it up and put it on the table. So they were different minhagim. We'll speak about where the whole minhag comes from, the kids taking it and hiding it again. If you want, we could speak about that. That's based on something as well.
When we're saying minhag, is this a minhag avot or just? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being really serious. Like,
these are minhagim that are brought down by early sources. I don't know if they're minhag avot, like a whole town had these minhagim.
Right. Like, I'm saying, if I wanted, could I do the back strapping thing, or is that?
No, I think there's nothing wrong with doing that.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with doing that.
In the world,
huh? Amar Marie Seigal.
You putting a baby pool in?
Can we address the issue now, please?
Yeah.
Amar Marie Seigal.
Hang
a please.
Staff.
Shanirlo.
The
Mariel said, one second. What about the fact that people take this second matzah, Fafi Kalman, to explain? To write. Here, it's two sheets.
Yeah, because he said something.
Go ahead.
That's a classic move. I really like it. Go bless you.
What's the name of Yashiv or something?
To explain away.
Explain?
Yashiv is to make
it right.
That
was your dad, Yonah.
Make it right. Make it straight. Yashiv is to set it right. To set it right.
Establish.
Okay, so how you give me Yashiv? Right. Whoa. So what about he's addressing the question. He says the Mari Segal, the Mariel, try to address the fact that some people in the practice Dafka have taken the second matzah and they weren't concerned with Ein Mavir and Allah Mitzvos. How they do that? Keep reading, please. So since they leave the top one for Berkas HaMotzi and Achilles Matzah,
sort of what we said before.
This is like the Bach, but keep reading.
Mm-hmm.
His father-in-law. He said that he... What's that?
Sharon.
Yeah.
This is the Marshal.
That's Marshal. That was the Marshal.
Meha Rabbeinu Rav Moshe.
Moreinu Harav Rabbeinu Moshe Katz.
Oh. Shiniach. Matzah Shniach Be'elyona.
Shiniach Matzah Shniach Be'elyona. Lahotzi Nafshei Miplugta. What did he do? He said he saw his father-in-law try to avoid this problem. In other words, Dafka used the second matzah, but what would he do with that second, with that middle matzah?
Put on top of Be'elyona.
Somehow, to Heiniach Matzah Shniach Be'elyona.
On the air.
It's a little bit unclear. Similar to what people do Friday night when they want to cut the bottom one, so they hold the top one a little further away. Sounds like that's what he did over here. He took the middle matzah and he put the top matzah further away, and somehow to keep the bottom matzah, the middle matzah closer.
Well, he says he took the matzah shniyah.
You mean at the very beginning?
So at some point.
What's Elyona mean?
Elyona means top.
So Rabbi Sinan, he had three matzahs like this.
Right.
And the top one he moved like that.
See, it seems like it.
That way when he did the little breaking, he could go like this.
Right.
And that, one, and that exactly one's not, and would be not my answer.
Ooh.
Okay. One second.
Sounds like he's cheating.
So the Maris Sagal saw that. He saw that. And as son-in-laws often do, they says to his father, what are you doing? What's that about?
It worked.
V'hikshaylov.
V'hikshaylov. Maharis Sagal.
Mimanovshach. One second. He says, I don't understand. Is it Ein Mavirin? If it's Ein Mavirin, Im Kain. So if you'll tell me it's a real mitzvah, then do the first. Then do it on the first matzah.
No, I don't agree with that.
Well, one second. But you see from that statement that according to the Ma'aril, if it was a real mitzvah,
you can just,
then you'd have to really do the top one.
You can just shake it out of the way.
Right? Me'achad the mitzvah techoshev b'tzias afikomen te'asa min al-yona k'din mitzvah de'imavirin.
So he's saying that move would still be mavirin.
Well, then when ve'ilochoshev b'tzias afikomen mitzvah.
Oh, because if it's... Why are you doing the top one?
No, but he's saying, why are you doing that? Why are you doing the shtick? So what are you accomplishing? If it really
you're
should
proving
be...
it's mavirin.
If it really is a mitzvah, then just do the top one. Just do the top one.
I mean, what? Do what? Break it.
Why are you being a shtickster over here? Why are you trying to move the top one away, pull the other one closer?
Oh, no.
What are you satisfying? If really it is a ma'avirin because it's a mitzvah, then just break the top one, and that's the right thing to do.
Okay.
And if it's not, v'ilocha shebetzias afikomen mitzvah, if it's not really a mitzvah per se to do yachatz,
right,
the act of breaking the matzah is not really...
Then you don't need shtick.
Then what? Then taniach hasarishon olamal, leave it over there. Yisharena lo mitzvah, leave that one for the actual first mitzvah which will come, meaning hamotzi. V'yivtza afikom min hashniya.
It's really not a mitzvah, it doesn't matter, you can just break the second one.
D'moshe mavid min harishon lo chashiv ha'avara.
You don't need the shtick. You just need to be breaking the top one and breaking the middle.
Right, if yachatz is not really a maisa mitzvah, then what? Masha mavir min harishon, the fact that you're passing up the top, lo chashiv ha'avara. The habitziyas afikom lo chashiv mitzvah. No, it's ein mavir al mitzvah is only a problem when you're actually doing a mitzvah. Okay?
So that's saying it'd be, if it's not a mitzvah, it's good to pass up the first one.
That's what the Bach said.
Because then you're...
The Bach said, Adarabah, you should be the top one for the mitzvah.
Adarabah.
Right, that's what Adarabah makes sense. Right, Adarabah is like, punk fucker. The exact opposite.
That really
the
nice.
Exact opposite. Like, you know, you guys do that around.
He's a shaker. Adarabah, he's a...
Good salad.
Right,
okay.
What's his last name?
No, you didn't.
It wasn't really. I wasn't feeling your use of the term.
Wow.
You look in the footnote 12. You see, he says, "V'kein hevi b'shem Rabbeinu Abba."
Sorry, future Simons.
Simon Tachai and Gimel Dira Maskel Masha Kassel Chetzio Magen Avam Sham. That's the same idea over there.
Future Rabbi Simon.
The Ayinu B'chivas Marshal and Mata Moshe Makor Chayim. They all had Shakul had Tiku as Divrei Rabbeinu Eila. They all had a similar approach. It's not 100% true, though, because it's true that he cites the Ma'aril, the Marshal uses language which is not exactly analogous to that of the Ma'aril. Marshal has that language of Hidur Mitzvah.
Yeah.
So,
we have answered really that.
Well, either he means it's not really a mitzvah, not really a mitzvah, or he means no, it is a mitzvah. And if he means it is a mitzvah, then I think you have to say something along the lines of what you're saying.
So right now he's saying the Marshal is not doing it.
Well, I'm saying the Marshal doesn't seem to fit squarely in either camp.
Right.
Right? It doesn't fit squarely in the camp of the Rokeach, clearly not in the camp of the Rokeach and the Smag, who say, yes, Yachatz is a pure mitzvah, and therefore what?
Take the top.
And therefore you have to take the top one. And he doesn't seem to be in the camp of those who say it's not a mitzvah at all, like the Bach explained all those other Shitos, Rav Yah, Mordechai, like at Yosher, and others say, therefore, since it's not a mitzvah, simply do the second one. So when you do the mitzvah, the first mitzvah, you'll have the first matzah available.
So he's mixing them.
So what's he saying? He's saying the reason why it needs to be whole, yes, even though it's going to become paros, is because it's a hidur mitzvah, therefore it should be whole.
So it's
a hidur mitzvah implies that there is a specific hidur in breaking the matzah.
Or does it imply there's a hidur in some mitzvah involved in the process? So it can't be the yachas.
What about Sipur, for example? It's not a mitzvah.
But then that would still be before. It has to be a mitzvah that doesn't come before most.
True. The other possibility is to say that the only reason why we break the matzah is not because it's a maisa mitzvah, but because it's a hidur in something else.
Right. It can't be in the Seder.
Unless you say what Daniel Simon's saying, is that really...
That there's no problem with Mavirin?
It is a mitzvah, but there's no problem with Mavirin because there's a specific meaning to break the second matzah. It's not that I'm passing up. Each matzah is different.
I have to pass up the first.
Right, I have to do it. The Yachatz demands that I break the second matzah. Not the first matzah. Why?
I can't answer that for you. Why? Because it has to go back.
Because
it has to be sandwiched for the motzi.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because when you were saying how you hold them, right? If you have to make the motzi on
them. We do that only because the middle one is the one that's broken.
But if you break the top one, if you say the breaking itself is the mitzvah, yeah. And then you would have a problem of veering. But right. You stick it in under. When you stick it under, you need to have it there, right? It has to be there for the motzi. So let's say that the yachatz isn't actually a mitzvah, but you still are going to need it in the middle when you go to make motzi. You still need a prusa.
Right, because everything would be a problem otherwise. You wouldn't have this din of blech hamishpat if you broke the bottom one, right? So the bottom one would be underneath these two.
So what's wrong? What's wrong with that?
It's a weird.
You have to move it.
If you move the top one, let's say.
You still have two.
But you have to tuck it in.
I know, but you only have to, quote, tuck it in because of how it's going to be used after. So that could be. You're right. What you're saying.
It's going to be used during motzi part of the motzi, but it has to be covered by a whole one.
Right.
So because of that,
Therefore, it has to be the middle motzi. I think you have to say that. If you're going to learn pshat in the Marshal, that when he says hider mitzvah, he means that there is a specific reason to break the matzah. Right, and that's why you must start with a hold one because you need to do that maisa of breaking. Yes, once you say that, now you're going to have to explain that it's not mavir and al mitzos because there's a specific reason why you need to break the second one. As opposed to what the Maril is saying, he told his father, listen, what you're doing is crazy. Either it's yes, a mitzvah, in which case break the top one, or it's not a mitzvah, in which case don't break the top one and don't hold the... Well, that was his own chiddush, apparently. The father-in-law, this Rav Moshe Katz, that was his own chiddush to do that.
Since it's Tzav, he didn't have to.
Can't hear what you're saying.
Maharil says either breaking.
Maharil, yeah.
Says either breaking is a mitzvah, in which case do top.
Like the Rokeach on the Smag. Or it's not, in which case just break the second one, and it's not a problem of any Mavirin.
So he doesn't.
You don't have to do this.
You wouldn't have to do that, right.
No shtick.
Yep.
What's up?
So I don't have really much more to say about this in terms of lumnus. But, in practice, as I said, we know how we do this. If you follow the meaning of the Rambam and others, so you're doing yachatz later, only on two matzahs. If you're doing the minhag of most Rishonim, you're breaking one of three matzahs. I think the general practice is to break the middle matzah and not break the top matzah like the Rokeach.
Now, do we...
Yachatz,
you're doing it at most matzahs?
No, if you're doing it like the Rambam, so you do it like the Rambam says later, right before Amotzi. There is no Yachatz. That is the Yachatz, according to Rambam.
He's a Baus.
There's no separate step of Yachatz. What did you say?
I said he's a Baus.
What does that mean?
Say it boss, but it's
boss.
Rapper pronunciation.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that. Okay.
You should not be.
Okay. He's recorded my children 10 years
ago. No, his...